Just a few tidbits on the halachot of Birkat al-Lebana. Of course, we know that once a month we're obligated to make a special beracha on the new moon. The Hachamim place great importance on this mitzvah, the Kafahim Sofer brings down from the Zohar, that anybody that makes Birkat al-Lebana in a given month is guaranteed that he will not die from mita mishuna, from a non-normal or abnormal type of death. So therefore it's almost like an insurance policy. So Rav Chaim Palachi in his sefer brings down different things that one should do at the time of Birkat al-Lebana and after. First of all, he says the minhag is when we say the Baruch Yosrich, Baruch Osich, Baruch Konich, Baruch Borich, that is the proper order, because that is Rashi Tevot Baruch Yaakov. Baruch Yosrich, Osich, Konich, and Borich. Some Siddurim have a different text, but that is the proper text. Following Birkat al-Lebana, he says, it is proper to look at the sisit the person is wearing. Why? He says, mitzvah goreret mitzvah. For that matter, he says, you should even check them at that point to make sure they are kasher. Why? Because since the mitzvah of Birkat al-Lebana, it's tantamount to receiving Pinah Shekhinah, and also the mitzvah of sisit brings to Yirat Shamayim, like the word Re'iyat is the same words as Yirat, and therefore the gazing at the sisit also brings to Yirat Shamayim to accept the Pnei Shekhinah. So therefore it's two mitzvot that are related. So therefore one should involve himself in that mitzvah as well. Furthermore, he says, Achar Birkat al-Lebana yafrish shalosh pirutot letztaka. After the Birkat al-Lebana, one should try to give at least three coins to the tzedakah. And then he concludes and says, Achar Birkat al-Lebana, after Birkat al-Lebana, sarich lena'er et shulei ha-begadim. One should shake his garments, the bottom of his clothes, kedei lavriach ha-chitzonim va-kelipot shenibre'u mekitrug ha-Lebana. Which means it seems there's a certain chitzonim, there's a certain negative influences that are around after Birkat al-Lebana as a result of the moon, and therefore one should shake his garment just to get rid of those what he calls the miketregim and the chitzonim. Ve'yomar shalosh paramim shalom aleichem, and therefore the custom is to say to each other shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem, and he gives a reason according to the Kabbalah what the purpose is. So again, it is proper to shake the garments as well as to give tzedakah and to also gaze at the sisit and try to check them following Birkat al-Lebana.